Good evening. This is Akash Bani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honor that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26th January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akash Bani, Mr. Modi said, "The Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term." He mentioned that a special website, constitution75.com, has been created to connect citizens with the legacy of the Constitution. The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from 13th of January. Prime Minister exuded pride that the speciality of Mahakumbh is not only in its vastness, but also in its diversity. He stated that Kumbh is also the Mahakumbh of unity. Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity while participating in the Mahakumbh. He also called upon them to pledge to annihilate the feelings of division and hatred in the society. The Prime Minister highlighted that this time in Prayagraj, devotees from the country and the world will also be witness to the digital Mahakumbh. Touching upon the topic of animation, Mr. Modi was pleased to note that Krish, Trish and Balti Boy, KTB, is a super hit animation series among children. Prime Minister elaborated that these three animation characters tell people about the heroes and brave hearts associated with Indian freedom struggle who were not discussed much. In 2024, the nation is celebrating the 100th birth anniversary of many great personalities of the film world. Prime Minister emphasized that these personalities have accorded recognition to Indian cinema at the world level. He said that Raj Kapoor introduced the world to the soft power of India through films, while Mohammad Rafi's voice had that magic which touched every heart. Mr. Modi said Akineni Nageswara Rao had taken Telugu cinema to new heights and Tapan Sinha's films gave a new vision to the society. Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He said the first achievement has been in the fight against malaria. He expressed satisfaction that the World Health Organization report mentions that there has been an 80% reduction in India in the number of malaria cases and deaths due to it between 2015 and 2023. The Prime Minister also shared a study of the world-renowned medical journal Lancet, which found that the chances of starting cancer treatment on time in India have increased a lot. He elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days, and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Because of this scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start their treatment on time. PM Modi said that 2025 is knocking at the door and extended best wishes to everyone. He exuded pride that India will touch new heights in the coming year. He urged listeners to keep sharing the unique efforts around them with /Mann Ki Baat. In South Korea, plane crash, all except two were presumed dead on Jeju Air flight carrying 181 passengers on board from Bangkok to Muan International Airport, around 290 kilometers south of Seoul. The diseases struck when the airplane Boeing 737-800 flight was landing at Muan International Airport early in the morning. According to official sources, at least 124 people have been confirmed dead so far. Two of the six crew members were pulled alive from the crash site. Rescue operation is going on. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for cold wave conditions in northern India beginning today. In its forecast, IMD has stated that minimum temperatures are likely to fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days due to western disturbance. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 270-kilometer-long Srinagar-Jammu National Highway was reopened for vehicular traffic today. In Himachal Pradesh, after 2 days of heavy snowfall and rain, the weather remained clear today. In chess, India's Konaru Hampi won her second women's title, beating Indonesia's Irene Sukandar in the final round of World Rapid Championship held in New York last night. Hampi finished the tournament with 8.5 points from 11 rounds to secure her victory. In the men's category, Russia's Volodar Murzin, aged 18, claimed championship. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.